folding the material carefully, Holborn slid it into his belt pouch.
Nothing right now, but let me think on it. What do you say we go down and discuss this over lunch? I think Gundel's illness is catching. I'm beginning to feel a bit woozy up here.
Friar Bob was sitting with the rest of the audience in front of the west wall steps by the gatehouse. When the friends appeared, he waved for them to sit down by him, whispering,
"Sorry about lunch. I'll fix something later. Come and enjoy yourselves. We've had some marvellous entertainment here."
Egbert and Flaubert were tootling flutes and performing a jig, while Grandpa Drog beat a small drum as he sang for them.
"We never have to comb our spikes because they won't lie flat, and that is why you'll never see a hedgehog wear a hat. I've seen some hares wear helmets and bees in bonnets too, while mole maids favour mop caps all stitched with bluebells blue. But hedgehogs don't wear headgear, and that's my sad refrain. Poor hedgehogs get as wet as frogs when left out in the rain."
They skipped off to great applause, still tootling their flutes. The next item was a real novelty. Sister Alcanet and three little ones, Derby the Mole Babe, a tiny mouse maid named Fiegel, and the smallest hedgehog, who could just about toddle, called Weg, climbed up onto the wall step which served as a stage. In her severe and precise tones, the sister recited a cautionary poem. Much to the hilarity of the audience, the three infants acted out the lines with serious faces and much paw wagging.
"'Tis often said by other beasts, and trust my word, 'tis so, there are certain manners which abbey babes should know. All dibbons must behave themselves from break of dawn till night. Tug their ears, touch their spikes, in general, be polite. Bid all their elders time of day, don't interrupt my word. Our rule is dibbons may be seen, but very seldom heard. One must wash one's paws and face before one ventures out, and up one's sleeve a kerchief keep, with which to wipe one's snout. Never sup soup noisily, say please and thanks when able. Remember to excuse oneself before one leaves the table. If dibbons heed these golden rules, they grow up good and true. Early to bed, straight to sleep, and don't hide when bath time's due. Thank you."
The little ones bowed to tumultuous applause, though formal Brull was heard to remark to Cregger,
"Don't hide when bath time be due. Hor-hor! Look a little Derby there. Last time me and his mum bath at un, he water turned to solid mud, brr-aye."
Before any other contestant had a chance to present themselves,